here's a story from The World.
If you spent time in the Andes, you might recognize this sound. A llama. The domesticated relative of the camel has long been revered in South America. The Aymara culture says that the heavenly llama drinks water from the ocean and urinates it as rain. Scientists also revere the animal to do research on viruses, ranging from HIV to influenza. Now they're hoping that llama antibodies can serve as a treatment for COVID-19. Professor James Naismith is the director of the Rosalind Franklin Institute in the UK. He's the lead researcher in a new study on llama antibodies. Professor Naismith, explain what you found in the llama's antibodies and how that can help neutralize the coronavirus in humans.
So llamas have an unusual antibody. And we make them something called a nanobody, which is a part of that antibody. That meant we were able to use molecular biology and were able to turn what the llama makes into a really powerful agent that kills coronavirus.
How have you tested the llama's antibodies so far?
So what we've done after characterizing them with electron microscopy and other technologies, we then tested them against live virus inside petri dishes. So those are dishes covered in human cells, and you expose them to the virus in the presence or in the absence of the llama antibody. And what we see is when the nanobody is there, even at very, very low concentrations, it completely protects the cells against the virus. So in other words, it destroys the virus before it reaches the cell.
So would the llama antibody be part of a vaccine, or what? How would it actually be used in terms of treating the coronavirus?
So the plan is to use something called passive immunization. For your viewers that remember Dustin Hoffman in, I think the film was Outbreak, the Donald Sutherland character had all these bags of medicine in a cold storage facility. That's passive immunization. You're using the antibodies from people who previously recovered from the virus, and you give their antibodies to somebody who's currently sick. And that clears the virus from the system, allowing people then to recover and for their own systems to get rid of the virus. By using llama nanobodies, we can make these reagents in the lab, have them stockpiled and ready and distributed, rather than have to go around finding people all the time.
So that would be end up in the form of a pill or something like that?
It would probably end up in the form of a transfusion bag, but we're now testing reagents which could be given in a different way, possibly through the nasal, sort of like a puff up the nose. But a lot of that remains to be worked out.
And would it be a sort of a one use only or a recurrent use to actually treat the COVID-19?
That's a really good question. So passive immunization tends to be a one-shot deal. There's also the element with llamas that they're not human, of course. Llamas are closely related to human, but they are different. So we don't know whether your immune system will actually form an immune response to the llama nanobodies. So that won't matter in the first dose, but it might matter if you got a second or third dose. But in fact, passive immunization is a single shot.
Is this antibody genetically unique to llamas, or can it be found in other animals?
You can find it in camels, alpacas, which are, they're all related, of course, they're all camelids. And the other species that has single chain, what we call single chain antibodies, are sharks, but they're even less friendly and easy to deal with than llamas.
Yeah, I'd say so. They're also fluffy and cute, not like a shark.
Alpacas are even better, right?
Yeah, they have those sort of mopped up kind of Beatles haircuts. They look really cute. All right. Thanks a lot. Professor James Naismith is the director of the Rosalind Franklin Institute in the UK.
Thank you for having me on.
From PRX.